The girls from Sex and the City hit the silver screen. It's impossible to talk about the new Sex and the City movie without first mentioning Sex and the City, the HBO series, or the rabid fan devotion it enjoyed, or the equally fervent antipathy, female and male, it inspired. But we will try. The movie manages to come out emotionally realistic, even brutal. Carrie, Sarah Jessica Parker, Miranda, Cynthia Nixon, Charlotte, Kristen Davis, and Samantha, Kim Cattrall, now in their 40s and 50s, continue to navigate the choppy waters of urban life, negotiating relationships, work, fertility, and friendship. Only now the stakes are higher, the risks are bigger, and decisions feel more permanent. That's why it feels strange to say what feels most remarkable about the movie is its embrace of middle-aged women. At one point in the movie, the friends get together to celebrate, shocker, Samantha's 50th birthday. But there you have it, Hollywood 2008. It's so rare to see women over 30 playing characters other than tough nut detectives or bovine mums, that the fact that Carrie et al. Are allowed to be funny, independent, complicated, sexual, cynical, and happy still comes across as a delightful surprise. In the end, underneath it all, real life was being reflected, a vision of which doesn't require its characters being frozen in amber after a fairy tale ending and allows life to go on, happily, and unconventionally.